Welcome to SCOTUSCast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Thank you for joining us for this post-decision episode of SCOTUSCast, Equitable Tolling and Rule 23F's 14-Day Deadline Edition. I'm your host, Bridget Flaherty. On February 26, 2019, the Supreme Court decided Nutraceutical Corporation versus Lambert, a case considering whether Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 23F, which imposes a 14-day deadline for appealing from a grant or denial of class action certification, is subject to equitable tolling. Troy Lambert filed a class action lawsuit against Nutraceutical Corporation, a drug manufacturer, alleging violations of U.S. Food and Drug Administration requirements and various California consumer protection statutes. The district court initially certified the class action, but following reassignment of the case to a new judge and discovery raising concerns about Lambert's class-wide damages model, Nutraceutical moved to decertify the class and the district court granted the motion on February 20th, 2015. Under Rule 23F, Lambert had 14 days from the date the motion was granted to seek permission in the Court of Appeals to appeal the order. Lambert indicated on March 2nd that he intended to file a motion for reconsideration, but did not do so until March 12, 2015, which fell within a deadline set by the district court, but beyond the 14-day window specified in Rule 23F. The district court denied Lambert's motion, and only then did he seek permission in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit to appeal the class decertification. Nutraceutical objected that Lambert's petition was untimely under Rule 23F. The court disagreed, reasoning that Rule 23F was non-jurisdictional, and the deadline could therefore be equitably tolled, given Lambert's general diligence in following the district court's instructions. Reaching the merits, the Ninth Circuit then reversed the decertification order on the grounds that the district court had abused its discretion. Nutraceutical successfully petitioned for certiorari. In an opinion written by Justice Sotomayor, the Supreme Court unanimously reversed the judgment of the Ninth Circuit and remanded the case, holding that Rule 23F is not subject to equitable tolling. And now, to discuss the case, we have Michael Morley, Assistant Professor of Law at Florida State University College of Law.
In Nutraceutical v. Lambert, the Supreme Court held that the deadline for seeking permission to immediately appeal a district court's rulings certifying, refusing to certify, or decertifying a class is not subject to equitable tolling. The decision seeks to bring greater clarity and organization to this corner of the law, but winds up resolving far less than initially appears. Usually, under the final judgment rule, a party must wait until the end of a case, after a federal district court enters its final judgment, to appeal adverse decisions made over the course of that case to the Court of Appeals. Because some issues are extremely important and can determine the course of the rest of the case, certain exceptions to the final judgment rule exist. Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 23F, for example, allows a party to seek leave to take an immediate interlocutory appeal from district court rulings relating to class certification. It states, quote, a party must file a petition for permission to appeal with the circuit clerk within 14 days after the order is entered. The issue in Nutraceutical was whether this 14-day deadline is subject to equitable tolling. The Supreme Court, in a ruling written by Justice Sotomayor, unanimously held the deadline is not subject to tolling. As I'll explain in greater detail later, however, the ruling does little to settle the law in this area because the court declined to address when this 14-day deadline starts running or whether exceptions other than equitable tolling may apply. Nutraceutical divides procedural requirements into three categories. First, there are jurisdictional requirements that limit the power of the court to hear certain cases or issues. Under modern law, to qualify as jurisdictional, a limitation must appear in a statute and Congress must clearly indicate its intent that the restriction be treated as a jurisdictional requirement. Courts must apply jurisdictional limits in all cases. They are not subject to equitable tolling or other judicially created exceptions. Moreover, jurisdictional limits may not be waived or forfeited. A court must consider jurisdictional issues sua sponte, even if the litigants themselves do not raise them. The nutraceutical court properly concluded that, because Rule 23F's deadline neither appeared in a federal statute nor referenced a court's jurisdiction, it does not qualify as a jurisdictional limitation. Nutraceutical is the latest in a string of cases in which the court attempts to rein in the tendency of earlier courts to use the term jurisdiction loosely and imprecisely. Second, at the other extreme, a rule might be a claims processing rule, which a court is presumptively free to extend, modify, suspend, or enlarge. Nutraceutical appears to suggest that most procedural rules, by default, are claims processing rules subject to equitable tolling. Finally, Nutraceutical held that certain rules qualify as mandatory claims processing rules. A mandatory claims processing rule, like any other claims processing rule, may be waived or forfeited if a party fails to raise the issue. What's unique about a mandatory claims processing rule, however, is that once a party raises the issue, the court is required to apply the rule and it is not subject to equitable tolling. To determine whether a provision falls into this third category of mandatory claims processing rules, the court considers whether its text, quote, leaves room for flexibility. Nutraceutical held, where the pertinent rule or rules invoked show a clear intent to preclude tolling, courts are without authority to make exceptions. The court held that Rule 23F qualifies as a mandatory claims processing rule. In addition to Rule 23F's 14-day deadline, the court pointed to Federal Rule of Appellate Procedure 26B, which declares that a court of appeals may not extend the time to file a petition for permission to appeal. And Federal Rule of Appellate Procedure 2 reiterates that courts may suspend deadlines except as required in Rule 26B. Thus, the clear text of the rules establishes that the deadline for seeking leave to appeal set forth in Rule 23F is a mandatory claims processing rule. As such, a court must apply it when a party raises the issue, as happened in Nutraceutical, and the deadline is not subject to equitable tolling. Nutraceutical is a useful ruling because it reiterates this system for categorizing procedural requirements and provides a clear-cut example of a mandatory claims processing rule. The court ultimately failed to resolve the issue of whether the petition in that particular case was timely, however. Although it held that the 14-day deadline was not subject to equitable tolling, it declined to specify when exactly the deadline began. In particular, the court declined to consider whether the deadline should run from the district court's original ruling relating to class certification, or instead whether it could run from the court's ruling on a timely or even potentially untimely filed motion for reconsideration. While judicial minimalism and restraint are commendable properties, failing to address those issues in this case, which centered around the timeliness of the petition to take an interlocutory appeal, may have been slicing the cert petition a little too thinly. Though the court's rejection of equitable tolling of Rule 23F's deadline is a good first step to clarifying the law, holding that the deadline may not be extended is not as useful as it would have been had the court eliminated uncertainty over whether that deadline starts running. The court also made a point to emphasize that it was not addressing whether the deadline could be extended if a district court misleads a litigant about when it expires, or if insurmountable impediments prevent a litigant from filing timely. Thus, Nutraceutical is a correct ruling that reinforces the distinction among jurisdictional requirements, mandatory claims processing rules, and other claims processing rules that are subject to equitable tolling. The applicability of deadlines such as Rule 23F, however, is an issue for which it would have been more helpful to have a clear, definitive answer rather than forcing parties to spend time and resources litigating every distinct nuance in its own case. Nutraceutical was a good start, but leaves open enough other closely related questions that we should expect to see very similar cases in the future.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.